Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, one of my heroes. Karen is the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. I encourage you to check out that website. Folks, if you like the way things are going, if you like the trend, if you like the way that the pressure that has been put on the runaway government situation, the tax and spend scenario, if you don't like that and you like the folks who are trying to fight that, I encourage you to learn more about Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. This is not a Tea Party organization. Long before there was Tea Party, there was Karen and her organization fighting for small business owners, trying to get for smaller government, lower taxes, less regulation, get the government out of the way so you and I can create more jobs, create more opportunity for ourselves and our employees and our customers. And that's the reason why I like telling you about the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Karen, thanks again for all that you do.
Oh, it's great. I love what I do because I'm very passionate about, you know, small business and entrepreneurship. And you know, small businesses, they make our country what it is. And we'll
be the driver that gets us out of this problem. The solution to our problems is going to be getting small business owners energized and productive, isn't it?
Yeah, and confident. Mm-hmm. But that's not going to, you know, that's not happening. That confidence, that boosting is not happening, given the current set of policy initiatives or the trends, you know, in Washington over the last couple of years, and also, you know, the continued threats, you know, that the president keeps putting out there regarding tax increases, mm-hmm. and, you know, what's happening in the regulatory agencies. You know, certainly, you know, the healthcare threat is still out there in terms of what that costly
Dodd-Frank is going to create a lot of problems.
Yeah, we've got a lot of work to do, Jim, and that's what we're working on, sort of untangling the mm-hmm. really bad elements of all.
But there's a lot of work to be done. It's going to cost a lot of money. It's going to take a lot of money to fight this. And so, folks, that's the reason I encourage you to check out the website, smallbusinesssbecouncil.org, and support them with your energy and your, if you can, and any kind of a financial commitment that you can make to them. I encourage you to do that as well. Karen, we're talking about the thing that happened, the debt. The budget resolution that we got no new taxes. We did get some spending cuts. They're not enough, but it is in the right direction. At least we're going in the right direction, but we still got a long way to go. And talk to us about what all this is this a positive signal for small business?
You know, I think so. I think, you know, particularly on the tax increase, you know, side of the ledger, Jim, every small business owner that I talk to, I mean, certainly all the small business people that have been coming to Washington, you know, whether to lobby their members of Congress or who have been invited to speak before committees, you know, all those events that I've been to, in addition to talking to my members, continue to say the threat of tax increases, not knowing what their tax liabilities could be next year, the year after that, the year after that, really is having a major impact on investing and creating jobs and, you know, not knowing what their resources are going mm-hmm. to be over the next few years. And so I think the holding the line on tax increases is a major win for small business owners. Now, you know, of course, in the super committee that the Budget Control Act sets up, this 12 members.
Six from each house. What do you think about that, Karen? Is that? I mean, I'm troubled by this.
I'm not. But first, let me say this: that the 12 members that are set, you know, that yeah, they could, you know, they could potentially say, look, we're for revenue increases, we're for tax increases, but still that has to pass those houses of Congress and then go to
So they can't do anything. They can't do anything on their own. All they can do is recommend.
All they could do is recommend packages, and then it gets voted up or down, you know, by both houses.
Yeah.
And so I do think it's a good idea because they're doing the dirty work. I mean, they're basically, you know, they're recommending specifically what should be cut, because no matter what happens, that there will be, you know, there will be, you know, $2 trillion in spending cuts. And if they don't do anything, if they don't do one thing, or if they can't agree on what should be cut, those spending cuts happen automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think, you know, it's just a way to come up with a specific plan, you know, perhaps a, you know, a transition plan, perhaps, you know, specifics in terms of what could be cut as opposed to immediate cuts, which would, you know, hit the fence, you know, more than the other programs.
Right.
So, I do think it's a good idea. I don't think they hold, you know, this extraordinary power that some critics say they do, because essentially both houses and the president are checked on their power.
Right.
So, but no matter what happens, you know, there is going to be spending cuts. They're going to be real. And unless Congress votes to unravel the Budget Control Act, they will happen.
Right.
And for those who say, well, gee, again, this committee can raise taxes, yeah, I mean, in theory they can, only if one Republican goes along, you know, with the other Democrats.
Well, I'm glad you cleared that.
I think that Boehner and McConnell are going to appoint people who are going to hold the line on that.
I'm glad you cleared that up a little bit, because I was confused and concerned about that myself. And I'm with you. I like that a little bit better now. When we come back, I'm going to get Karen to talk to us a little bit about what's it going to take to get the economy going again. We got a languishing economy here. Why are we going to fix that? Tin Till, I'm Jim Blaxengame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blaxengame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.